the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I like.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, Patriot fans. Welcome to week 8 of the NFL season / Shop Talk. I'm your host, Mike Perriello, manager of the Patriots Pro Shop. Joining me again, sorry if it sounds a little boring, but
don't
need...
act so excited.
Jim, we got to spice this up.
All right.
But
PatriotsProShop.com.
See?
Is that spicing it up?
Yeah. Or annoying, but
it made Jeff laugh, and that takes some doing.
That's obviously Jim Scollins, our PatriotsProShop.com manager, and then, of course, the top buyer in the NFL, Jeff Brighton, back from Iowa.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't know. Is that how you say Iowa in Iowa?
No, it's just Iowa. Iowa.
Yeah, he has a cool.
I like it the way Mike said it better.
It's a little... kind of metrosexual weirdness
the
there.
That
I don't know. I don't know where the voice came from.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. See?
Ooh, well.
We started listening to old tapes of Christina from last year, and that happens. Anyway, let's get off of that. Week 8, we got a lot going on. A lot. A
yes,
lot.
Yes, we do.
Well, I'm not talking NFL.
Do tell.
I'm talking about the Red Mites.
Uh-oh.
I got to do that. I'm leading off the show right out of the gate with the Red Mites.
Are they back on the win streak?
Jeff, yes, they're back. Back in a big way.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I thought you played Mansfield.
Exactly.
Aren't they a dominant force in the...
They are, usually.
In the area.
Until they meet North Attleboro.
Whoa.
And that's what happened this weekend. The powerhouse Mite team, the Red Mites of North Attleboro, beat Mansfield.
Impressive.
Who did have a good club, 25-0.
Impressive.
Shutout.
Shut down defense, shut down offense, shut down coaching, special teams, you name it.
So they were strong in all three phases of the game.
They were.
Offense, defense, special
yes,
teams.
Yes, Belichick's comments would pertain to our game.
Mansfield, not so much.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Next.
Who next. Is next?
Well, our season ended. The season's over.
Oh.
But we're having an extra game. We're going to face Franklin. But the regular season itself is over, and the Mites went 6 wins, 1 loss, 1 tie. Pretty amazing for a group of kids who, you know, beginning of the year, and I know we talked about this, they were just, they weren't there. But I do want to give props to the coaching staff. Because,
go right ahead.
Because honestly, I helped out, but these guys really did it. Chip Poria, our head coach. Just so you know, he ran over the equipment bag one day at practice. Guess what happened to all the ice packs in the bag? Mike Strachan, great coach, pretty wild guy. He's pretty intense, kind of like that Mike Singletary, like craziness. Tyler Falcone, who probably shows up to practice on 12 cups of coffee, but he's a great coach. Barry Gorman, he'd be the like class clown in the group. And then Russ Bubba Labonte, super nice guy. He'd be like the nice coach. Jason Fide, who's a freshman coach at North High, he's going to be taking over the top spot there someday. So my kid could be playing for him.
Wow.
I'm hoping. But we'll see. And Mark Roberts, great guy. He works over at Harvard. I think sometimes he thinks he is a Harvard guy, but he's just working there. But we'll just let him go.
Is he solving equations on the board
stuff? Yeah, we just flash plays, just numbers, and he can come up with plays. It's pretty amazing. But... they all love coaching kids, and they all do it right and made the season outstanding. So props to them. But
congratulations.
It was good stuff, man.
Nice.
Fired up. So let's move on.
Plus, you beat Mansfield. And
oh, come
as
on.
As Foxborough guys, both of us, we always appreciate a good beat down on Mansfield.
That is a win-win right there, Jim. Mm-hmm.
When's this extra
game? Oh, by the way, we did beat Foxborough as well. Just
well,
if you want to.
I heard you played one of the Foxborough teams, the weaker one, but that's what I heard. That's the word on the street. That's the word up at the common.
Just let him go. He's off his medication.
That's true.
It's all right.
I am off my meds.
Anyway, the people from listening in Norway or whatever probably have no idea what the hell we're talking about. But
well, they should find out.
They should. If they're football fans, this is the team to
follow. Do the Red Mites have a website? Seriously?
Well, it's
of course not.
It's North Attleboro Junior Football. Okay. NAJF.org, com, net, something one of those.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Probably send them to a bad site, but anyway. So let's go. We got a good week coming up. We had a great week. The Chargers win. Mm-hmm. We got a great week coming up. Obviously, with the game coming up.
I don't think people know about this game.
Well,
like, what's special about this game?
Jim, why don't you?
What is special about this game?
Come on.
It's a throwback game.
For who?
For the New England Patriots.
What about the Minnesota Vikings?
I don't really care what they wear.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're wearing.
Yeah, they're not wearing throwback, to my knowledge.
Then they'll just look stupid.
Well, they got a throwback quarterback there, right?
That's true. He was around when we wore the original red uniforms.
But this is the weekend, the first weekend. We're going to a third jersey.
That's right.
And
the new old third jersey.
And this
the
1985 is it.
Replicas, which are awesome.
They are
awesome.
You got to see it. See? The voice is contagious. Damn. You got to see these shirts in person. That old school red, that is a solid shirt.
Nice.
And I kind of take a liking to red since that's our.
The Red Mites.
Yeah, that's our team. But anyway, I got to get off that. Yeah, so we got the solid red going on. It's the throwback shirt. It's replacing the team's jersey as the third jersey. It used to be the silver, which didn't get a,
It ran its course.
It's ran its course. This red, I think, is here to stay. And anybody, young or old, knows it, how cool this jersey is with that old school, Pat Patriot logo helmet. It's the perfect.
And Reebok improved the design on these since the last time we had the 85s.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah,
the shoulder stripes
really nice.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, when I first started, there was some older 85s that were left over. And they were printed stripes on the arms. These ones are sewn in fabric. Those ones, I don't think even have the equipment shield, some of them.
Yeah.
These have the equipment shield on the V-neck. They're just a really good quality replica jersey.
Yep.
You know. And they come in all sizes.
That's
like here's, I'm holding, which is not the best for radio, but you can go online and look at the infant one, which is just.
That's a great shirt, man.
It's the most adorable little jersey you've ever seen.
Okay.
Cutest little jersey you've
That's
ever
right.
seen.
That's right.
But is it?
Infant, toddler, preschool, youth, men's, ladies.
Yep.
At least in Brady, there's ladies.
Yep.
So the whole family can wear them.
I think Brady and a little bit of Welker trickle down to the kids. But
right.
The adults we get a little
but
more.
I think
there's a Mayo.
Even the infant, the white and blue sleeves are sewn in.
Yep.
The NFL shield equipment tag is on there. I mean, the attention to detail, even down to the infant jersey.
Right.
You know, it's...
That's pretty
cool. As we've talked about last year, not all jerseys are created equal.
Whoa.
Well, they're not.
You've been waiting all year to use that
line. You know
but
you
are, but
I was
you are
in
right.
A, I was in a bit one of the big discount retail stores a couple weeks ago, and they had a giant Patriots display, and I started looking at the product because I was curious what they had. And the jerseys are just, they're not the same jerseys. They don't have the shield. They're much lighter mesh.
Garbage.
I actually weighed them on our shipping scales one day because I got a hold of one of those, and it was the replica jersey for the same size weighed almost twice.
Yeah.
What the cheapo jersey did. Yep. You know, and the cheapos are fine. If that's what you want to spend on a jersey, then fine.
Right.
But
they're not going to last.
It's not the same jersey.
Yep.
It's just not.
Right.
It's a different quality. So
I agree.
I say get what you pay for and get the equipment replica. And the throwbacks are the real deal.
They're nice. They're nice, Jeff.
Very
I'm
nice.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Don't be sorry.
They are nice. all right. So we have all that going on. Jim's got a pile of merchandise here to throwback to talk about. We obviously got Halloween and holiday and all that stuff coming up.
What are you dressing up as?
Actually, I already did.
You already dressed up?
Yeah.
Had a little costume party?
Yep, Halloween party. It was pretty slick. We went as the Chilean miners.
Ooh. Did we talk about that?
We had Columbia flag t-shirts, hard hats, all dirty
nice.
With the Oakley black glasses and the ripped jeans, and we won most creative costume. So
nice.
If anybody out there is
nice
looking for it, it's pretty easy to pull together. You just gotta, and then you just put like a Spanish name. Oh, I think I was like, who was I?
Uh-oh.
Jorge.
Ooh,
yeah,
it's a good one.
I always went as Tim the Toolman Taylor because I could wear the jeans. I just put a shirt and a tie on, put a tool belt on, and bada bing, bada boom, you're the tool man.
Wow.
So
that one's probably a little old though.
Little old, yeah. That was back in the day.
That's, hey, Whatever works, man. You just had to do that all night to sell it.
It's part of the cost. Or you could be Wilson and just put the fence up in front of your face.
Ooh. So, all right. So let's talk about some stuff, Jimmy. What do we got over there?
Lots of stuff.
Well, actually, before we do that, let's just touch base on Halloween. Big game coming up. You know, all the other shows before and after us talking about the, you know, how they did against the San Diego, upcoming Minnesota. We're going to kind of get off the field a little here and talk about this. This is going to be, it might be a sitcom here on Sunday late afternoon. I mean, Halloween costumes, people, you watch how much people are going to get themselves decked out. I've already seen it in the store this week. I know there's a lot of Woodhead costumes going out there. They're buying the hard hat, putting a 2x4 on the top. That those are starting to go.
Put the little chin whiskers on.
They should do that, right? So we got a lot of that going on. The fans have definitely stepped it up, and this weekend's going to be fun. You have a Moss mask, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm a proud owner.
Nice.
Isn't this the first time it is on Halloween? I mean, most of the other games, it's either a couple of days before.
I can't remember there being a Halloween game. I don't remember there ever being one.
On the actual day.
I remember.
No,
you gotta hit your button there, Brian.
Sorry, I remember a cover of PFW when the Patriots lost to the Vikings in 1997. Where it was, the title was "Scream" because it was right around Halloween.
Whoa,
it's a good title.
And if you're guessing who just barged into the studio,
sorry,
and jumped on a mic, this is going to be one of our guests today, or the guest today, but he has showed up. And Brian Morey, the executive director,
that's correct,
of the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Basically, the Patriots Hall of Fame at Gillette Stadium. So
the roof of the pro shop.
Oh yeah, the roof, right? The rain gutters.
And, a guest on the show today, I get some free gear. What?
Yes. In return, we get hall passes.
Sure.
To give away to.
I don't think
shop,
that's a,
to Shop Talk listeners everywhere.
But the reason why we got him on today is because we're talking about the throwback jerseys.
Yeah, why do you have me on?
We were desperate. I mean, we went.
Have you heard the show without a guest? Have you listened to it?
The janitor said no.
That's a silly question if you've actually heard the show.
Wait, is the boss listening? Does Bilello listen to this?
Who knows?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Jeff, give a shout out to BB.
So we have to be good? We have to be good then?
Yes, it is recorded. They can stream it later or play it later.
Podcast.
So we were talking about the Halloween game and the throwback jersey and all that, but Brian, they just launched a new exhibit at the hall. Brian, just speaking of launch.
Yes, it's called A Wild Ride, the story of the 1985 Patriots. And obviously that was a team back in 1985 that, as a wild card team, became the first team in NFL history to win three consecutive road games to reach the Super Bowl.
Don't say those teams who they beat.
That might be our question of the
day.
That's
going to be a trivia question.
Oh, that's easy.
Just telling you.
That's too easy.
We're a fan-friendly show.
Okay.
Yeah. How would you give it away so quick?
I got a trivia question. Who are the other two teams who have done it since?
But they don't know what the prize is.
Who are the other two teams who have done it since?
One was recently.
Unfortunately.
Oh.
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, the Giants.
The Giants did do it in 2007, unfortunately.
Wow. Well,
the other team also went on to win, unlike the 1985 Patriots, which lost to the Chicago Bears 46-10.
Yeah.
At the time, the largest margin of defeat in Super Bowl history, eclipsed by the Denver Broncos, I believe.
Can we put an asterisk next to the Giants and say it was during the steroid era?
Yes.
Why? Yeah. No comment.
Hey.
Anyone know the other team?
I'm trying to remember.
Also recently.
I knew it was recently.
Arizona?
A team, Arizona did not win the Super Bowl.
Detroit?
Oh, it was a team. I didn't realize it was a team that had won.
They won as well. I believe it was in this last decade. Mm. In fact, I'm certain of it.
Pittsburgh?
It is indeed Pittsburgh. As the sixth seed.
Yep.
Wow.
That's solid.
The Patriots in 1985 finished 11-5, tied for second with the Jets. Miami was the division champion. The Jets were also a wild card team. The Patriots went to
we can change the question.
Okay. Went to New York in the first game. And
I was at that game.
Forced, I believe, six turnovers in that game. Oh, no, four turnovers in that game.
That's crazy.
Six against the Raiders in L.A.
Correct.
Including a fumble for a touchdown by Jim Bowman, who was at the hall last week to launch the exhibit. And then they went to Miami. and forced six more turnovers.
Correct.
Against the Miami Dolphins for a total of 16
takeaways. Look at that brain on Brian, huh?
They then had two more takeaways in the Super Bowl, including one, I believe, on the first play from scrimmage when Walter Payton fumbled, resulting in a Tony Franklin field goal for a 3-0 Patriots lead.
We can have no trivia question with this guy here.
And he's the type that'll just blurt it out.
I got a trivia question. I'll save.
Yeah, save it, please.
Okay. They didn't fumble the opening kickoff? It was the first play from scrimmage?
No, it was Walter Payton that fumbled.
Walter Payton, wow.
That's good to know.
He fumbled. Patriots recovered, and then I'll leave it at that because I think my trivia question will be
something
related to
that. All right, we'll hold it. So, I actually haven't seen the exhibit yet. What
do you work far away?
It's right. It's one.
We have to ride the elevator.
Yeah, walk out of your office, get on the elevator,
and it's right there. Yeah,
we don't have free passes.
Yeah, no. The exhibit covers game by game the 1985 season, in text and imagery. Goes through each playoff game. It's got some cool artifacts. There's a panel about Raymond Berry, who was the head coach that year. And also on what we called the Veterans Committee, there were a number of players on that 85 team who came aboard in the early 70s and were kind of winding down their careers, including Julius Adams, who retired after that season, came back a couple seasons later for one last hurrah,
number 85.
And John Hanna, who played his last season that year as well. And then also the Pro Bowlers. We had 8 Pro Bowlers that year.
Whew.
You know, some guys who made their first Pro Bowl. I think Fred Marion was in that group. So it was a great season. And usually, you know, I think if you go back to 2001 when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, you can see that team success actually has a bigger impact on Pro Bowl status than individual success.
Right.
If you look at teams that have a lot of Pro Bowlers, it's usually teams that are successful as a group, rather than just individual players, which may be, by the way, the reason why Andre Tippett took so long to get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, because the team didn't have great success during his career.
Jesus. No, I don't even get the email.
Is it someone taking a shot at me?
No. No.
I thought it might be a PFW in Progress listener.
I don't know where that listener. Came from, but it was so random.
PFW in Progress listeners will take rocket shots at me.
It's all right.
So.
Those are your boys.
Well, they used to be my boys.
Hey, we got you back.
Now I come in. I have to carry Fred and Paul and all those guys.
It's
typical. They're a bunch of
Perillo's pretty heavy these days.
Heavy as in weight?
Yeah.
Wasn't he always?
Oh, he's good.
Here he comes.
And his hair is falling out at a rapid pace.
Lock the studio door. They're going to barge in. They're going to storm it.
Andy Hart's claim to fame is that Howie Long was in here one day and asked him if he told him he should get off the steroids.
Really?
So Andy was all happy about that.
So it's not just because of the fact that no hats fit his head?
Well, he does have a big head.
Does he have a big melon?
What movie is that?
So I Married an Axe Murderer? Is that the movie where they're like, heed paper now?
I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
Apparently, we'll go with that.
Maury's been drinking. So how long is the exhibit on for?
The exhibit will go at least through the spring. We haven't determined a final date yet, but it's going to go through the spring. And we're working on, as a little teaser, we're trying to see what we can put together and really work to put a compelling exhibit together about Patriots in the media. So not like in the newspaper, but in television, commercials, films.
Oh, neat, yeah.
And maybe do a little NFL spinoff on that with some other video content. But it would be video-driven. You know, a lot of, obviously, Tom Brady commercials. But go back. Bill Parcells for Dunkin' Donuts. You got, you know, Andre Tippett doing commercials in the 80s and things like that. So get some old-style video that's really, you know, takes you through the years.
That's cool.
Of Patriots in local media and then, you know, even in movies. Like, for example, did anyone know that Drew Bledsoe was supposed to be in something about Mary?
Hmm.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know he was supposed to.
But because of the mosh pit incident.
Oh, boy.
I've said it before and we'll continue to say it.
I believe his agent, Lee Steinberg, recommended, I think this is true, recommended that he not do it. So they went and got Brett Favre.
You should come here and you can do this damn radio show.
Who probably would be recommended not to do the movie today, given that
he's got some issues.
Leaving some voicemails for
while it zippers
co-workers, if you
down.
Will.
With open fly jeans, it's always out and camera ready.
That was from Saturday
He's right
Live.
On top of it this
guy.
Yeah.
I put my pants on just like anyone else, one leg at a time. Then I pull my penis out.
Who is that?
Saturday Night Live.
That wasn't Favre, was it?
No, it's an impersonator on Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
that
really would
have been great. Oh, I missed that one.
I thought it was Eastbound and Down.
Oh. It sounded like Kenny Powers. Yeah.
That is good.
Can we get him as a guest?
Ball feel good. That ball there had silicone on it. Man, that was some tight pants you got on.
those are the real deal.
Oh, my.
Anyway. So, you know, that's something we're working on. But, the 85 exhibit is definitely a good tribute to that team. Some artifacts in there, Mike, include Steve Nelson's 1985 championship ring.
Nice.
And some jerseys from that era. We got a James Gang poster, which is really cool. It's actually, the poster's actually from the 86 season, but it's a carryover from their success.
The Western
in 85, right.
That's right, yep.
Because the poster does not include Hogg. But the other guys from the 86 team, it was basically like, hey, wanted Super Bowl 21,
right,
which was the 86 season Super Bowl when the Patriots won the division title.
It's all connected. Well, but despite the 85 exhibit, I mean, obviously people listening right now are Patriot fans. They may not have gone to the hall. We're over here talking about one exhibit. I know. It's possible.
That someone hasn't been to the hall.
I know. There are people out there.
That's
not
just
a
sad.
Patriots fan. I mean, unless they live in Australia.
Or Iowa.
And I'm sure you have listeners from Australia.
We are worldwide.
Of course we are.
Huge in Belgium.
Did you finally get everybody from all 50 states?
We did. We did. We have visitors from all 50 states and 8 countries.
We had a Marine actually write us from Baghdad.
Nice.
Last week. So we had to put a pin in Iraq.
Oh, nice.
A new one.
Awesome.
I like
Very
that.
Cool.
But the hall itself, if any,
and active military do get discounts at the hall
and the pro shop. Don't try to.
I didn't know. I didn't know about the pro shop discounts. I didn't know about the pro shop discount. So are there still Randy Moss masks available?
No.
Sold out.
Sold out.
Sold out.
I had a guy email me today asking if we had a bunch.
We had an emailer who emailed this show here asking if they were available.
We do have one in the hall collection.
I have one in my office.
The classic.
Not
Jeff has one on.
Maybe I should wear it for Halloween.
That's actually his face.
That explains.
No, that's actually what I look like.
Oh, I'm sorry. but the hall itself, give me like a quick.
Well, let me ask you this: what do you think of the hall itself? Because I'm obviously quite biased.
Well,
you know,
I am too.
What I like most about the hall is you can bring your whole family in there, and your little kids can have fun. Your bigger kids can have fun. It's great for adults.
It's awesome.
My wife loved it.
I couldn't have said it better
there's
myself.
There's not a lot of places that you can go. It's like a TV show. There's not a lot of TV shows on that you can watch with a 7-year-old, a 12-year-old, your wife, and yourself.
That's
or whatever,
right.
You know, and the hall is that.
We had a diehard.
That was very well said.
Good job, Jim.
Hats
Thank
off.
You. Jim Scollins.
This is a job opening.
Jim Scollins.
Would you like to run the hall, Jim?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Hey, there was a guy from Denver, huge Broncos fan, came into the Pro Shop yesterday, and he was up here for business, and he asked. He goes, I've heard about the Hall of Fame.
In Denver? We're big in Denver. No,
he's a diehard.
Josh McDaniel sells it for us.
And I said, you're not doing too well because they had just lost the Raiders. He goes, I'm dying to see it. So he went up to the Hall, and he came back down, and I caught him on the way out. And he goes, that was just simply amazing. He goes, every team in the NFL should have a place like that. And that was his.
Yeah, but every team in the NFL doesn't have the crafts as their owners.
That's true.
So they wouldn't do it as well.
They should still have one, though.
Well, I mean, faith and democracy are the cornerstones of our country.
I hear that in my sleep.
You know what? Though, but that's such a great,
we are all
that's such a great, you know, recommendation when it comes from someone who's not even a Patriots fan. My father-in-law, big Giants fan from Long Island, went through the hall and thought it was spectacular.
Yeah.
And when someone who's not even a real Patriots fan comes out and says that, it tells you something.
Well, absolutely. And we have, every time I see somebody come through, they'll come in with a Dallas jersey or a Vikings jersey or a Ravens jersey a couple weeks ago. I always tell them, when you leave, you'll be buying a new jersey in the pro shop because you'll be a Patriots fan.
That's nice. Right.
You know, because you'll go see the film and
get fired.
You
it's
know,
like Rocky.
Get fired. Exactly.
Or when they go back home, they could go online and order a Patriots Pro.
Yeah, but they want it that day. They want it that day.
Don't you guys work together? Well, do you make commission off online sales?
Jim, do you advertise in the hall during that video? Do you have Patriots Pro Shop on a ticker on that or something? You should get that in there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to just hang out.
Anything we can do to help the team.
Hang out
just
there.
Hand out business cards.
That's right. Have you shopped online this week?
I do think that Jim is right, though. I mean, if you observe people in the building, You know, you get a lot of older people, say seniors or adults, that go through slowly and read some things and they touch the screens a little bit and watch a couple videos, but they really are into the artifacts
right.
and the reading of this and reading the stories. Whereas, you know, the kids come through and they want to kick field goals. They want to put the uniform on. They're touching the touch screens. They're
right.
going in the huddle. They're under the replay booth. You know, this is cool. You know,
right.
they're just getting inside the game. And I do think that the hall really does provide entertainment for all of those different, age groups and genders. I mean, both genders and it's really a family experience.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
My kids have been up there. Multiple times.
The other thing I'd say is that it's very casual as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I think sometimes people get a little intimidated. The building's big. And
You've been here for an hour. You go home now.
You got rid of that guy, right? The guy that used to say that to the customers.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well.
People always ask me how long it takes to go through. I usually tell them about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
We have some people that go through in an hour. And 2 years ago, I was up here the day before the Cardinals game. The day it snowed for 51 consecutive hours. And we had staff that couldn't make it in because of the snow, even though I drove from the Cape to get here. But so I'm walking around on the floor upstairs, and I keep passing this guy. Every time I walk by, no matter, you know, he was there for 6 hours.
Oh, come on.
I finally stopped and started talking to him, and he said...
He was lost.
He said, I made sure I came by myself.
Wow.
I came on a day when I thought there wouldn't be a lot of people here. He said, and... I wanted to make sure nobody was rushing me out the door. I wanted to read every word and watch every video. And
it would take you 6 hours.
He was there at least 6 hours.
Whew.
No less than that.
Then he forgot where he was.
It's a good thing this bathroom's in the hall.
That's right.
And then his car was plowed in, right?
No food and beverages allowed.
But you guys seriously had a guy who would go around being like, you've been here for 4 hours?
No. That's just what Jeff does on the weekends.
That's bad for business.
Yeah. That's,
Jeff gets in with his employee badge and harasses Willis? People.
Willis? What are you talking about? That was Hangover. That line right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
that was
right.
John Panette.
What are you talking about, Willis?
John Panette doing his comedy about buffets.
Oh, when they kick
when he goes
the
to the Chinese
stuff.
Buffet, they go, "You've been here 4 hours. You go home now."
So you guys make fun of ethnic groups on the show?
No, not at all.
Just the Italians.
This is
hey.
Oh, sorry.
That's a fake laugh,
Italian,
by the way.
So,
yeah, come on.
I thought this was a politically correct show.
No,
apparently it's a lot more like PFW in progress than I thought.
We swore last week.
For 3 years, we've been trying to get off this circuit.
Are you kidding me?
No,
swearing is a regular part of PFW in progress.
Definitely.
We don't have the ultimate on recorded anymore because the system crashed a few years ago, but Paul and I had an argument one day where he lost. This took place, Mike Perriello, at Walpole Park South.
Nice.
The original radio studio we had when we first started doing the show. We were arguing about something and he said, "I can't," at the top of his lungs, "I can't wait till week F'n 16.
Nice.
And then he goes, "And now you made me swear on the radio. See what you did?"
It's like a crazy press conference. And the guy goes nuts.
And Fred said, "You have a potty mouth."
Wow.
He told him.
And then Fred, like the next year, he dropped an F-bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys have no control.
We actually may be needing to go back to that studio because we have the concourse above us, I think.
And golf carts drive over?
Yeah, well, a few minutes ago. Like a forklift went by, and this piece of concrete fell out of the ceiling right onto the
floor.
Whoa. You need to do the Scott Pioli complaint and just put the guardrails up there.
Don't go over my office.
This kind of worries me.
Yeah, it should.
I mean, and I don't blame him. If you're sitting there working and it rattles.
A slab of concrete falls down.
Feel like Chicken Little.
We have Patriot hard hats.
I could actually use one of those for my producing duties here. That thing just came down and just missed my head. Whoa. Right here.
Those are available on patriotsproshop.com.
Very nice.
Or you can walk over to the store, and as an employee, you do get a discount.
I get a discount. So.
That's right.
Yeah. We have throwback hard hats.
I could do it.
Speaking of throwback.
CMGI Field hard hats.
Ooh. Whoa.
We do have one of those in our hall collection.
It is one of everything. No, seriously, there is.
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's one of everything. I mean,
no, there's one of everything that I can think of.
We're still trying to build our collection.
How often?
Always trying to build. We just got Deion Branch's pink cleats from the Ravens game.
Nice.
His first game back in a Patriots uniform, 9 catches, 98 yards, and a touchdown.
What's the one item you guys are still in search of? Because you get donations from fans, right?
We do have some donations from fans, yeah. Some of the cool things that we do have, I think our coolest artifact is the 1932 Providence Steamroller uniform.
Oh, yeah.
That is on loan to us from the Pine family, which is a three-generation NFL family from Milford, Massachusetts. The most recent being Jim Pine, who played for four teams, the Buccaneers, Lions, Eagles, and Browns.
Wow.
But his father, George Pine III, played for the Boston Patriots in the 60s for a year, or for some part of a year anyway. And then George Pine II played for the Providence Steamroller, and that's the uniform we have. They were the first NFL team, by the way, to win a championship, a first New England team to win an NFL championship back in 1928.
That's that old school
yeah.
The helmet.
Leather
the
helmet.
Yeah.
Is there a trophy or a ball that's right near there that's from that same time?
I don't believe we have a trophy from it, no.
It was a ball, I thought, that was in there. That was that old.
Yeah, it looked like a rugby ball.
Yeah, we have a few of those.
Yeah.
Yale, Harvard ball.
That
yeah.
That same display.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our New England football exhibit. We also have we have Tom Brady's 2007 MVP trophy, John Hanna's Hall of Fame bust, which the player gets. Obviously, the original bronze bust is in Canton, but the player gets a plaster version that's on display. The Super Bowl trophy, you know, I mean, some of the
I like the
some of the hardware.
The infamous tractor in the air.
Tractor is awesome. The tractor
from the Miami game.
We call it the snow plow, but it's actually not a plow. It had a brush.
It's a lawn tractor.
Right.
With
it's
the
a John
yeah,
Deere.
With the yeah, it's a nice one. She's a beauty.
God. 1982.
Do you remember the guy's name who drove it?
Mark Henderson.
Very good.
There you go.
Impressive.
I'm sorry. Should I have let him answer?
No.
We would have been here all night.
Did you know that?
Bob. Yes, I did.
Who was the kicker?
John Smith. Yeah, John Smith. Okay. Weetabix.
Who held the ball?
Tom Ramsey.
Matt Kavanaugh?
I don't know.
No, that's that's a good one.
I don't know.
He's the one. We should be thanking him.
Whoever and the long snapper.
Yeah. Ooh. Trivia.
Mike's wheels are turning.
I mean,
we all know how important long snapping is. Look at that Giants 49ers playoff game a few years back.
Just is there any concern about the long snapper, ours? There's been some, what are they, hooking to the left there? Is that right?
There's always concern.
He's got a slice. He's
I mean, unless you have Lonnie Paxton.
And he's from Hawaii.
It's Jake Ingram.
A little worried about the cold
Jake
weather.
Ingram, yes. Yep,
that's right. Is our long snapper.
Lonnie Paxton
second year guy,
was the
right?
best I ever saw.
Wow.
I used to watch him at practice line up 15 yards from the goalpost and hit the goalpost every time.
Wow.
And then in Denver, with the intentional safety,
right.
he snapped it off the upright
hit the
on purpose.
Yeah.
He was good.
I've had some conversations with Jake down on the sideline because I'm on the bench during the games. And a few of the snaps that kind of are deemed to be poor were because he's instructed to keep them at the knee or to the shin level because of like wind conditions in the stadium. So some of them have been poor, but some of them that look like they're, you know, too low, it's by design. So that was something I kind of learned.
So Zoltan Mesko knows they're going to be low, and he's ready for it.
Because he came over over to me in the Baltimore game, and Zoltan had one at his knees that he dropped, picked up, then kicked. And
right.
Ingram comes over to me and goes, what the heck was the deal with that snap? He's like, it was perfect.
Does Coach Belichick know you're chatting with the players during the game?
probably not. But we're, you know, the special teams, the three guys, are just kind of way down the end, separated from the team, just kicking into a net, hanging out.
Yeah, they just hang out.
And so I'm just standing there doing my job, and we just kind of shoot the breeze every once in a while.
Nice.
But so some of the snaps are designed to be low. So.
Well, all I know is that you always worry about that. I'll tell you a quick story. And there's a book about Brian Kinchin called The Long Snapper. Brian Kinchin, when he came here at the end of the 04 season to take over after Lonnie Paxton was injured, and then I can't remember who his replacement was, but got injured in his first game.
Was he from Cleveland?
Brian Kinchin was.
Yeah, yep.
Belichick had coached him in Cleveland. He was teaching Bible school down in New Orleans, Louisiana, or someplace in Louisiana. And Pioli called him. They brought him up for a tryout, signed him. And, you know, he was a little bit shaky. In Super Bowl week, he was all over the place at practice.
Oh.
They were an absolute wreck. After the game, I'm at the post-game party. Now, he obviously snapped fine, and, you know, they kicked a
– Right.
Well, I guess they didn't have a game-winning field goal. Maybe it was the Carolina Super Bowl. Was that the Carolina Super Bowl?
Carolina was a game-winning field
yeah.
goal.
No, I know it was, but was that the Super Bowl where he was here?
Yes.
I can't remember which one it was.
I think it was.
So, yeah, so he had the snap for the game-winning kick. And I talked to Eric Mangini after that game at the post-game party, and he was telling me that they were a nervous wreck about Brian Kinchin because he was all over
the
place.
That's good stuff.
And, you know, the guy was out of the league. It wasn't like
– yeah.
I guess in some sense it's like riding a bike, but you got some guy – and they've changed the rules now about what you can do to the long snapper – but they used to just bury that guy.
Right, yeah. His
first. Head's between his legs, and they're burying him.
The new rule this year in the NFL, I was actually in the rules seminar that the officials give to the media, and the new rule is the opposing team can't have anybody line up in front of the center, and it used to just be kind of like the middle of the body. You could have him like just to the left or to the right. Now he has to be like outside of the arm's width of the center, so there's nobody that could come and hit him directly head on. Mm-hmm. Which is a completely new rule this year.
Yeah, so they've protected those guys.
It looks funny, though, because you see the defensive line all stacked up and then this big hole in the middle. That's for the center. Oh.
I wonder if you could get – then if you brought the – let's just say the back guy on the punt team.
Right.
If you walked him under center, can they change their formation and get over him?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
You're lining up on him.
Because what if it was fourth and one? Then you can't line up over the long snapper, head up on the long snapper.
Get the ball and go.
Who's that guy for us now? It used to be Larry Izzo. I don't know who
it
is now.
Right.
But he walks up under center, takes a snap, and sneaks forward for a yard.
I would think yes. I would think they would have figured it out. Maybe you're on to something, Maury.
I don't know. Maybe they should hire me as a coach. I don't know. Scott O'Brien, I could help him out.
Maybe just the consultant.
There you go. The Bill Parcells role.
That's right.
But before
who would run the hall? I mean, this is crazy talk.
Do we have to do a break?
No. You can do whatever you guys want.
No break. So do a trivia question.
Let's do it.
I mean, one of our many sponsors.
You can do whatever you want.
Do you have a trivia question?
Yes. I have a trivia question based on Super Bowl 20.
All right. Don't go nuts. Like, you know, what was the – I mean, you got to –
all right. Here's the question. I think most Patriots fans would know this question.
All right. Let's hear it.
If, you know, since we're talking about 85 and throwbacks and the exhibit – after the fumble, the Patriots took over in Chicago territory, and on the Patriots' first play from scrimmage, threw a pass to a player who broke his leg on the play.
Yep, I know that one.
Who's the player?
Okay.
Are we giving away passes to the hall?
What do you usually give away?
Passes to the hall. Yeah.
You do?
It's always passes to the hall.
Do you really give away passes to the hall?
No, this will be a first.
Yeah, passes to the hall.
There you go.
I like that.
Nice.
But most of the people listening probably aren't around here, are they?
Well, a lot of them are.
Okay. Well, if
they'll come for this.
We can give them a hall T-shirt if they're not away from here. So they can either have the passes or they can
have a
hall T-shirt.
I don't even have a hall T-shirt.
Well, they don't fit you.
I'm going to answer the question. Hold on. I'm going to go call.
Yeah, he's going to tell.
Hi.
It's Brian. So if you have the answer.
Larry in the car.
You can email it into webradio@patriots.com.
I know the answer.
Oh, my. Or you can call
us. Very convincing.
Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482. 508-543-7482.
Was it Irving Fryer?
We might get one of them.
No, it was not.
So webradio@patriots.com.
Did you know that Irving Fryer didn't play in the AFC Championship game that year?
Why?
Really? I don't remember that.
Jim, weren't you there?
Oh.
I was not at that. I was at the Jets.
Oh, that incident.
He was injured.
I remember that.
He had a domestic dispute.
Didn't he meet a...
Allegedly.
A big oak tree?
Right. He played in the Jets game.
No, he was cut by a... No, that's different. That was during the season when he left at halftime. He had an incident...
The kitchen knife?
Yeah, a kitchen knife. I don't know whether...
Could happen to anyone.
What was reported was true and what he said was true, but he had an incident with a kitchen knife. Let's just say that. And he missed the AFC Championship game.
I did not know that.
But he did return for the Super Bowl and scored the Patriots' only touchdown.
Can we stump you with a question?
Of course you could. I bet Jim could. Jim's
Is that because I'm old?
Jim's a longtime fan.
And he's from Foxborough.
Truth be told, I was a Cowboys fan when I was growing up.
Cowboys, huh?
Yeah. I was a front runner. I was rooted for the Patriots, but...
Do you own a Romolicious t-shirt?
No, God, no.
Okay.
Romolicious.
I know when my bread is buttered.
Jesus. Well.
That's why he shops at PatriotsProShop.com.
That's right.
I grew up... I used to get, like, every
Jim,
team.
You may set a record today for dropping that.
That's what I'm going for.
If I could get my discount at PatriotsProShop.com, I would shop there all the time.
You're always welcome to come over to the warehouse and shop with a discount.
Cool.
We have
go ahead,
don't have.
Take the walk.
The five-finger discount?
That's right.
No.
Wow.
My man Andrew Slattery will take you out.
Yeah, they get
you got a bouncer down there?
Oh, he's got a bouncer.
He's an offensive lineman out of Colby.
Sniper.
Nice.
The powerful Division III.
Yeah, and I got to give him props. I made fun of D3 football.
Played high school ball at the X. Zavarian.
But I did. I ripped on D3.
Defending state
week.
Champions.
Jim?
Division I.
I ripped on D3 last week.
You did.
So I do owe him an apology.
Why'd you do that?
It'd be in your best interest.
Well, I was comparing D1, and I said it's... I forget what
we were talking about the Colonial Clash and how great it was going to be. And
which is 1AA.
Right, and I said it was great football. I go, it's, you know... He goes, we're not talking Division III here.
It's not like it's Division III.
Andrew took offense to that.
Where did he play?
Colby.
Colby.
Zavarian, then Colby.
So maybe he was. It was just that he was a really good student, so he wanted to go to school in that conference.
That's correct.
So
that is correct.
Can you turn your phone on vibrate during the radio show?
Michael,
I had to leave it on so I could find out when you were showing up.
Yeah, that's why.
And you want to be the host of Shop Talk.
Unreal. So an apology to him.
Shop Talk, presented by the Hall of Patriot Place.
So, Jim.
Today it is.
while we wait for an email coming in.
Yes, sir.
You got some pile of goods here, throwback. Sure. And you know, Maury's going to have a comment for every piece of this.
Okay. I got a story about that.
Before you get to that.
Yeah.
Does anyone here like the new logo better than the old logo?
No, I'm going old logo.
Yeah, I got to go old logo.
I'm wearing it.
I really don't like the old logo. I'm one of.
I do
think
not
I,
like.
I think
like
I'm in the minority. Logo. I never liked it.
I like the old logo, but I like the new uniforms. If that makes sense.
So you liked mm-hmm. that logo when they had it, or do you like it now because it's retro?
And no. I like
represents your childhood.
That's more why.
Yeah.
That's what I grew up with.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's a. I mean, with all due respect, and I know the players who played in that era, they hate the new one, but it's a guy in a Halloween costume.
Well, hey, you know.
That's what it looks like to me. I never liked it. I think it's very difficult to have a good... Did it sell back then?
There wasn't much to sell.
There wasn't anything to sell.
What do you mean?
You can't compare it. It wasn't like that way back then.
No, not at all.
Look at the fan base. It's changed. No way. I'm not... Yeah. No comment.
We have a fan base.
Yeah, well, there was a fan base then. They didn't sell merch the way they did.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
There was no Shop Talk. there was no Facebook Shop Talk page or...
Nobody was tweeting
Patriots
Pat Patriot.
Pro Shop on Twitter.
No, I just think it's very difficult to have a great logo when your nickname is a person.
Yeah, you've always said that.
And I think that falls into that category. But I actually like the Elvis head.
I do, too.
I think it was time for a change. I think it was a welcome change, and I like what they've done with it. But I got to lean towards...
I always thought it was funny, the whole Jerry Glanville Flying Elvis thing, but I'll tell you this. I never write that on the website. I never write Flying Elvis logo. I don't like it. I think it cheapens it.
Who would write that? I mean, I just call it that because he looks like Elvis.
You're cheapening the king?
I don't write like it because I think it cheapens the logo.
Just call it the Patriots logo.
It's the logo.
Right, that's what I say.
It's the current logo.
I call it the Patriots famous logo.
Famous. It is famous. I would say it's
sure,
famous.
Sure, of course.
Yep, it is. Wow.
So what do you got over there, Jimmy?
I have some hats. The camo hat, a real popular.
You got a story for that, Brian?
Nope.
Okay.
I was in Iraq under heavy fire.
Although we did have a Patriots hat that somebody wore in Afghanistan
really?
On display in our Pro Football and the American Spirit exhibit.
Nice.
We had an Army Ranger who gave us his hat.
How often do you change displays or update the displays?
There's no set time. We just do it when the
As
time
you
is
get
right.
things, you put them in? And...
Well, we change artifacts out all the time.
Okay.
All the time. You could come back and see something you didn't see last week, like Deion Branch's cleats.
Yep.
We just got those this week. What else you got?
I counted the hats, just real quick eyeball. We had over, I think it was over almost 2 dozen throwback hats. If you throw in ladies and stuff, it was 2 dozen throwback hats. That's a lot of hats just for the old logo.
Do those sell better than the new logo?
Not better, but throwback in general is a huge percentage
that's,
of our
overall
sales.
Yeah, it's a huge
sales.
Category.
Unless you're selling like Denver Broncos throwbacks from that 1960 uniform.
Well, I'll tell
See,
you.
We have a good throwback.
Remember when the Cowboys came through? The Cowboys people came through because they were building the new stadium and they tore it all over. You probably saw them or everyone did. So they come into the warehouse and I get to chatting with one of the guys in his huge entourage. And he goes, oh, you guys are so lucky you have that throwback logo. He goes, all we have is a queer cowboy.
He used the word queer?
Yes, he did. Well, no. Trying to be polite and not say the wrong thing. So,
oh yeah, their original logo.
They have a cowboy like on a horse.
Oh yeah, it was a bad logo.
I think that's I don't know. It's kind of gay.
That's what he said. And
that was a bad
goes,
logo.
He goes, no one wants to buy that. He goes, no one wants
There's
to.
There's a lot
he goes,
of
we
bad
try.
Logos out there.
He's like, we try, but everyone, it's all about the star.
So you're, if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, would you ever buy the old logo?
The orange? You gotta buy the
that, you buy
orange.
That now, that's just being cool.
Right, retro.
Or not cool.
Well,
you
want
the case may
you want to stand out if you're going to wear
Bucks
that.
I don't think the Bucks logo was the issue. It's the colors.
It's the
I think
yeah,
it was
orange.
Both. I think it was both.
That is that's tough.
Creamsicle orange.
So I bought the classic slouch cap.
Nice.
It's a you know one of the top selling hats probably of all time. Right?
But people can't see it. This is radio.
Well, they can see it on PatriotsProShop.com.
Okay, so
just click on
throwback. So when you talk about these items, please give the specific name they could search for.
This is the throwback slouch cap.
Yes.
Okay, so there you can type in
throwback, Navy
throwback
slouch, cap.
Slouch cap, and the picture will come up.
This is the ladies' throwback.
Nice, with like the
soft mesh.
With
like,
the mesh
with
back.
The, like mechanic background. Back.
Yep. It's got a kind of a cool look to
or
it.
Little League. I have that in Little League.
Are you a mesh guy? Do you like the mesh in the back of the hat?
No.
Not a mesh guy.
I only really want fitted hats, although the Hall hat is a very good hat.
Yeah.
The Hall hat available at PatriotsProShop.com.
Very nice.
Are you a visor guy?
Can he come every week?
I used to be a visor guy. I have some visors. I don't really wear them that often. Maybe golfing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
The last hat I have is just a basic, and I forget what it's called. This
it's
is a
the wolf,
this is a
right?
50th hat. It was from last year.
Nice.
But we have some, and it's a great selling item. It's just a basic white structured cap with a navy brim.
That, I think, was the draft hat they used last year during the 50th.
That's it. You're exactly
celebrating
you know,
the AFL.
You know what I like about fitted hats? You can wear them backwards, too. You can't wear adjustables backwards. They don't look right. You get that. You get that like
little,
the hole that kind of goes up too high.
The guy ponytail just kind of little hair pops out.
Or that.
If you had hair.
The front. Oh, sorry, Jeff.
Yeah. But I like to throw the fitted hat on backwards.
I thought I was the pin cushion last week.
Makes me feel younger than I really am.
I brought along the 12-inch Pat Patriot stick magnet.
It's a whole 12-inch,
which is kind of a cool thing. That's right. It's a full 12 inches.
Stick that right on your vehicle.
You could stick that right on your vehicle.
Yep. Yeah,
stick
that's
right in the design. It comes in regular logo too, but
and you don't like that.
That is pretty cool.
Come on, he would kick your ass. Look at how tough that guy is.
You know what? I think it works great as a third jersey, a third logo.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I mean, again, I don't want to be disrespectful to players that I have great respect for, but you know, if you go through history, I mean, we weren't really very successful when we wore that. So we had a lot of bad years with that logo.
I know.
You know, I mean, I know Dick McPherson was awesome on the sidelines, but, you know, team didn't win a lot of games. Rod Rust.
But 78 was a good year.
Yeah, 78 was a good year. 76 was a good year.
76 was a good year.
82, they made the playoffs. Right?
The early
It was.
As did every other team.
But 84, 85, 86 were decent teams. You know, they had good players.
85 was very good. 86
I don't know.
Won the division,
sticking,
and then they went.
I'm sticking with the old logo. I mean, that's what got me hooked. So
85, this region got behind the team like I'd never seen this region get behind anything. Even the Red Sox when they won the World Series, I don't know. Maybe more people watched it. But everywhere you went, there was Go Patriots on every single sign.
That's one of the things I missed.
Bury the Bears.
That's one of the things I missed, actually, by covering the team. Super Bowl week, I was always in the Super Bowl city. And you miss all that local hype.
Right, right.
Like, I remember 85. I was a freshman in high school. I had my Bury the Bears long sleeve tee.
Right.
Love that shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Took it off at halftime and chucked it across the room.
It's all right, man. It's okay. We
but
made
I,
up
I
for
was
it.
Here for most of Super Bowl 42 week, and it was it's fun. The build-up is fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do make the playoffs, like deep into the playoffs, Super Bowl, and I'm going to say we're going to be there this year, you come down near anywhere in the pro shop area, in the pro shop?
Just the Vikings. That's all we're thinking about right now.
I'm jumping
just
ahead.
Just the Vikings.
Yeah, you're unfamiliar with one game at a time, Mike.
You can't win. There's no trophies handed out in October.
Yes, there
it's
are.
Throwback week.
Just one game at a time.
So
there's
I drink
great
that
media
Kool-Aid.
Coverage. There's great media coverage, what Brian was just talking about in the area when we get to that point. But go ahead, Jim.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry to break it up with product.
Let's see the product. I think you guys should have a video portion on of this.
I don't know if
this should be streaming.
So well.
usually we do a good
well,
job.
Well, lucky they let us
it.
Talk. This is a throwback license plate frame, chrome throwback license plate frame.
Yep.
Another,
nice.
Another big seller.
Nice.
Right. Love that one. This shirt is a Mitchell & Ness shirt.
Ooh, Mitchell & Ness. Now, they make all the throwback gear.
Mitchell & Ness is a high-end.
Let me toss that over to Brian so
just
he can
hold,
see.
Brian, hold on before you describe it. Mitchell & Ness is a high-end producer of like NFL vintage products.
They produce like AFL jerseys.
The true throwback stuff. So anyway, so this thing.
They're owned by.
This is classic 80s.
Yeah, they got sold to Reebok, right?
Yeah, Reebok. It's a classic 80s shirt.
But they're still what they are.
That is a classic 80s shirt.
I mean, it is. It's red.
It's heavy.
It's red. It's got the Pat Patriot logo all over it.
It's got like a dozen logos.
You want to pass it around?
It's got a dozen logos. But
thank you.
Just go online and check it out. It's hard to describe, but you got to see this shirt. I mean,
I forget what's the exact name of that, Jeff. Do you remember?
I think it's Michelin-S, I think, is in the title.
Right, I think it is. But it's, if you go to throwback, it's one of the newer items in the throwback section, so you should be able to find it.
We actually recreated a 1960 uniform for the hall, and we had to have a Hollywood company do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's exact. It was a company that does it for movies.
That's cool. That's cool. I like that.
One
thing we've added a lot of is ladies' throwback gear. I do have a fleece. We'll get to that in 1 second. The ladies' throwback hat I showed, I know there's a red long sleeve or three-quarter sleeve throwback shirt we have that's actually really nice. This is, I meant to remember the name of it. Now I'm forgetting. Maybe Jeff will remember. No. But it's a long sleeve hooded tee.
Cute.
For ladies. That's pretty nice. You know?
Ladies or Mike. We look good on Mike.
Sure, yeah. Mike could pull
little V-neck action there.
It's
got
a very slender figure.
Little chest hair sticking out.
Nice.
Like stuffed a squirrel down his shirt.
Mike would rock it.
One thing that our great buyers, Jeff and Ken, have brought back is the Star Spangled logo.
Nice.
Stars and Stripes.
I forget what this fleece is called, too.
Are you like...
PatriotsProShop.com is losing business by the second here.
Well, it's so easy to search and find products on PatriotsProShop.com that I don't always familiarize myself with the names. But it's got a huge, it's a black and red fleece. It's got a big Pat Patriot logo on the back.
That's where you lose me. See? That's where you lose me.
Star Spangled banner.
What would you want on a throwback?
I like understated. Like I just like. I would like that if it just had that Stars and Stripes logo on the front.
We have a pin with the Stars and Stripes logo.
You do?
The word mark. It's right. The pin. Yep.
I'm just telling you my preference.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I don't agree, but...
He agrees.
I don't wear hoodies. I had to buy the Belichick hoodie without the hood.
Oh, that would fit me right there.
This is a Boston Patriots tri-blend.
A nice belly
That's
shirt.
A big seller.
It is. I tried to grab stuff that was pretty popular.
That would show your belly button ring if you wore it.
Go right down above the
above the navel.
The little half moon
it's
right
not
there.
The way it's intended to be worn, Kevin. But yeah, the tri-blend stuff...
We used to have cutoff shirts back in the 80s.
Doesn't really show up your
tank tops.
Do you ever have? You must have had a cutoff shirt.
Oh yeah,
of course. I could see Maury wearing it.
That's when I had
his Hard Rock Cafe. You know,
Hard Rock Cafe.
Nassau,
Hard On Cafe.
Tank top.
Well, yes. I didn't never wore that one, but
many people are talking.
Quick Jim, another product. Actually, talk about that hat because I know we're up against the clock.
Up against the clock. Good radio terminology,
there.
We're up against the clock.
I will divert this one to Jeffrey.
Now, this is not throwback. I'm not Jeff.
This was featured on the Monday night game with the Cowboys and the Giants,
which is why I brought it. And you'll see our players wearing it.
A gray camouflage.
I don't know if you're going to see too many guys rocking that.
It's like a digital camo. It's the same.
Well, that's
pattern.
The way they make the camo now.
It's the same pattern
it's like
that,
that
the
techno camo.
Techno
the
camo.
United hoodie.
That is how they make it now. But why that color?
Because it's
what does that blend with?
It's the player hoodie on the sideline is the same material.
So if they're wearing that, we might not see it because it blends
they're
in.
They're just going to blend right in.
That's right.
It's almost invisible.
They're like chameleons.
See, I got the hat on. You can't see me, right?
No. Where's Wes Welker? There he is.
Isn't there a...
Put the hat back on.
I bought a shirt last week that was that type of color, like an Under Armour material, like a short sleeve one.
Yep.
I bought one of those.
But it's like that light gray and dark gray.
Almost like a charcoal.
Techno camo.
Yep.
We brought that hoodie in a couple weeks ago and looked at that.
Is that selling?
The second season. Sure. And the hat, like Jeff said, you saw it on Monday night. A lot of players wearing it on those teams, and we have our version, and I'm sure you'll start seeing our plays. I don't know if it'll be this weekend because of the throwback stuff going on.
Right.
Throwback, 85, baby.
All red.
It's all about flex
throwback. Fit.
Right? Flex fit. Yep.
We got two sizes on
Patriots. Let me ask you a retail question. When the team wears the throwback jerseys during a home game,
yes.
Do you see that day a major uptick in the sale of that jersey?
Definitely.
That week we ship.
Yes.
This week right now we've shipped more throwback stuff than we have in a long
time.
Okay,
so how about when they play on the road? For example, I know back in 2002 they wore it on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And they're doing it again this year on Thanksgiving in Detroit.
Correct.
We will, but there's another element to this. Now it's our third jersey.
But last year it was our third jersey, and it was the 1963 version.
That's because it was the 50th anniversary.
I understand that. But so which one is the third jersey?
This one.
Always?
1985 red jersey is the
third jersey. So next year the 1985 red jersey will be the third jersey?
Yes.
That's right.
No longer the silver.
To answer your question about where
stuff
goes.
Well, silver just didn't
for away
translate
games.
On television.
When we play another city, every week you play another city, but we will ship a ton of stuff there, whether the game's
home
here,
and home.
Whether the game's here or there. So if we play the Chargers last week, we sent a ton of stuff to Southern California. Even if we were playing,
how about the crowd?
Even if we were playing, hold on. Even if we were playing the Chargers here, we'd ship a ton of stuff to Southern California.
So you're probably shipping stuff to Minnesota right now.
Sure.
Yep.
Nice. I like that.
All over the Midwest.
I want to get to the trivia question because I'm getting.
Do we have an answer?
We do. Well, you tell me if it's the right answer. I believe it is.
It's not Andrew from Colby answering.
I got.
The question
I have a. I have a Mary Beth Ballin. If I'm saying that correct. She said Lynn Dawson.
Lynn Dawson is
nice
correct.
Job.
That is correct. Mary Beth, if you could
what
email
number,
us back.
What number did Lynn
your,
Dawson wear?
Your address?
87.
87.
That's correct.
Broke his leg.
Yep. So, she wins two
and he's now, by the way, now I believe the athletic director at Grambling State.
Really?
That's solid. So Mary Beth, if you email us
which
back.
Which you can find in our 1985 exhibit.
If she
wants
the tickets to the hall.
She'll get tickets to the hall if you prefer that or
a
hall t-shirt. Obviously include the size.
I like the hall t-shirt. It's a cool logo.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. You can buy that at the
whatever
Patriots
you want.
Pro Shop.
You decide.
Are those available online?
They are at patriotsproshop.com.
Okay. Awesome.
You can search our site and find that hall shirt.
You rock, Jim.
Thanks.
Anyway, I want to thank Brian Morey for being on the show. Check out the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Do I get like a Mandavo watch or something, whatever it's called?
You're going to get a group hug. That's it.
You're probably going to get a call from HR is what you're going to get.
We'll see you next week after
the
win.
The other one said offensive stuff.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank you.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.